Half a Creature from the Sea, A Life in Stories, written by David Armand and read by Malcolm Hamilton.
My mother says that all things can be turned to tales. When she said it first, I thought she meant tales like fish tales. But I was wrong. She meant tales like this, tales that are stories. But this tale of mine is very like a fish tale too. This is about me and my mum, and where we come from. And it's about the man who came one sunlit day and took the picture that hangs on the wall by my bed and shows the truth of me. His name was Ben, so this little tale of mine is some of his tale too. I'm Annie Lumsden, and I live with my mum in a house above the jetsam line on Stupor Beach. I'm 13 years old and growing fast. I have hair that drifts like seaweed when I swim. I have eyes that shine like rock pools. My ears are like scallop shells. The ripples on my skin are like the ripples on the sand when the tide has turned back again. At night, I gleam and glow like the sea beneath the stars and moon. Thoughts dart and dance inside like little minnows in the shallows. They race and flash like mackerel further out. My wonderings roll in the deep like seals. Dreams dive each night into the dark like dolphins do, and break out happy and free into the morning light. These are the things I know about myself, and that I see when I look into the rock pools at myself. They are the things that I see when I look at the picture the man from America gave to me before he went away. Our house is a shack and is wooden, white and salty. We have a room each at the back with a bed each and a cupboard each and a chair each. We have a kitchen just like everybody has and a bathroom just like everybody has. From the kitchen window, we can see the village past the dunes, the steeple of St. Mungo's Church, the flag on top of Stupor Primary School, the chimney pot on the Slippery Eel. At the front of the shack is the room with the big, wide window that looks out across the rocks and rock pools and the turning sea towards the rocky islands. There are many tales about the islands. Saints lived on one of them long ago. Another of them has an ancient castle on a rock. It's said that mermaids used to live out there and sing sailors to their doom. We are in the north. It is very beautiful. They say it's cold here, especially the water. But I know nothing else, so it isn't cold to me, nor to Mum, who loves this place too. She was brought up in the city, but ever since she was a girl, she knew her happiness would be found by the sea. We have a sandy garden with a rickety fence, and in the garden are patterns of seashells and rocks that Mum has painted with lovely faces. Mum sells models made from shells, sailing ships and mermaids' thrones and fancy cottages in the little gift shop next to the Slippery Eel. She sells her painted rocks there too. When I was little, I thought that these rocks were the faces of sisters and brothers and friends that had been washed up by the sea for me. This made Mum laugh. No, my darling, they are simply rocks. Then she lifted one of the rocks to her face and showed how all things, even rocks that have lain forever on an ordinary beach, can be made to turn into tales. Hello, she whispered to this rock, which bore the face of a sweet, dark-haired little boy in it. Hello, it whispered back in such a soft, sweet voice. What is your name? Mum said.
My name is Septimus Samuel Swift, replied the rock,
and Mum held it close to her lips and let it look at me as it told its tale of being the seventh son of a seventh son and of travelling with pirates to Madagascar and fighting with sea monsters in the Sea of Japan. Was that you that spoke the words? I asked. She winked and smiled. How could you think such a thing? She said.